Very good argument, both sides. Next case, United States v. Robinson. Mr. Zopf.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Michael Zopf, and I represent Mr. Robinson. Mr. Robinson's case was referred to as somewhat complex and involved several different entities, but the fact of the matter is that due to the confession of his cohort upon being arrested for a parole violation, it unwrapped very quickly. The main contention in the sentencing hearing was the question as to whether or not the defendant had engaged in sophisticated means. My experience, this was the first time it had come up in bank fraud, and the question was, what does the usage of an electronic typewriter and software to create checks, what does that infer? Well, I recently started sole practitioner, and basically you can get QuickBooks and create any kind of check you want, but clearly there was a fraud intended. The next question is, inherent in bank fraud is some deceit. Well, my client was deceitful. He was also found to have been the organizer, which, although we initially objected, would not have been a decent argument to make in front of this court. However, I do not believe he engaged in sophisticated means. Judge McCuskey referred to his state court experience, and I believe, although he didn't say it, that what he was talking about is the fact that my client had a prior fraud conviction that under Illinois state law that automatically made him eligible for their extended term. So in a 3-5, he would be eligible for 6-10. And this seemed to be the point where Judge McCuskey both chided the government and questioned the guidelines in terms of, are they strong enough? And that's where the offense level 2 adjustment really came into play. I believe that the judge used conduct that he felt found my client to be the organizer also to show that there were sophisticated means. And we debated and discussed that. The probation officer did a very detailed report, but it seemed to fall down onto whether or not the use of computer software and then the one check that was made for $3,900 where my client put his cell phone number, and when the bank called to see if the check was valid, he said, yes, it is. My name is Steve Jones. And the question...
Well, your client answered the phone, did it?
He did, Your Honor.
Well, that was kind of sophisticated. But
well, it depends on...
I've never heard that one before.
Well, we never heard of caller ID 7 years ago. I think it's somewhat of a sliding scale based upon what's available at this point. So if
you ever contact Bill Gates, he might be able to come up with something.
I hope so. Something to detect it. An awful lot of things have disappeared based upon cell phones. You can't find a payphone anywhere. The question was, then, how sophisticated were they? Well, they used knucklehead crack whores to be their individuals. He met with the people that were the stooges. Now, the court should look at any number of drug cases, and the first thing any decent drug dealer would do was separate themselves from the individuals who are selling the drugs. So in many respects, sophistication does not fit my client. Now, I recognize that the scheme...
Well, don't you think that's quite an idea?
Well...
To put your own telephone number on the check. And if you want to confirm the check, you get back to the maker.
It worked once, Your Honor.
Yeah.
And he was quickly found, and he was quickly convicted. Well, we pled, and he quickly was... that conduct was addressed. And Judge McCuskey mentioned the fact that, you know, we have Enron out there and we have Conrad Black with the Sun-Times, and that he felt somewhat as an admission that fraud was not being punished sufficiently under the guidelines. And it would be our position that he double-counted with sophisticated means also the extensive criminal activity to arrive at the 63-month sentence that he imposed. We would respectfully ask that the court remand this for resentencing with directions to remove the offense level enhancement of 2.
Thank you, Mr. Zell. Mr. Cox?
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court, Richard Cox on behalf of the United States. Just a couple of things I'd like to address. First, with regard to Mr. Zolf's argument, seems to be because the scheme may have been apprehended in its infancy or caught in its infancy, somehow that makes it cannot be sophisticated. The fact of the matter is the scheme was unraveled not having to do with Mr. Zolf's client, but because one of his confederates was caught on a parole violation. When he was caught on the parole violation, the police found other checks that were involved in this scheme, got a search warrant based on that, and went into his apartment and found even more checks. So the scheme had been in existence, and checks had been passed successfully for almost 3 weeks before the parole violation. So it wasn't that Mr. Zolf's client did something that enabled the scheme to be quickly apprehended by the police. It was because one of the Confederates got caught for something that was totally unrelated to the scheme. In this case, unlike one of the earlier cases that the court heard, this is a case where the court used the sophisticated means enhancement and adjusted the guidelines level, enhanced the guidelines level, and still sentenced the person within the guidelines range. We're not talking about a sentencing sentence that exceeded the applicable guidelines range. This was one using the tools that are in the sentencing guidelines and arriving at an appropriate sentence. Finally, Mr. Zolf argues that there was a double counting, that somehow because there was an enhancement for sophisticated means because of the manner in which the scheme was committed, that it was a double counting because of Mr. Robinson's role in the offense. Well, those are totally separate. You can certainly have a sophisticated or a scheme that involves sophisticated means and it's not extensive, doesn't involve more than five other persons, or that your role may not be such as an organizer or leader. So just because some of the facts may be used to increase either the role enhancement or to find sophisticated means does not amount to impermissible double counting. So I guess I would, in conclusion, unless the court has any questions, I would ask you to affirm Judge McCuskey's within guideline sentence. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cox. Mr. Zolf, you have a minute left?
Yeah.
Do you have anything further?
Judge, the argument is that the facts were used twice to support both the four-level enhancement as organizer and the two-level enhancement for sophisticated means. This court's talked about that, and if there's an independent basis, but you can see, particularly in the latter part of the sentencing hearing, where the judge both talks about extensive criminal activity and sophisticated means almost in the same sentence, but at least in the same paragraph, to clearly create the impression that he was attempting to get back to those state court extended term numbers, which he felt would more appropriately represent my client's behavior.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Zolf. You were appointed, so we thank you for your efforts on behalf of your client. Next case.